May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our text for today is based on our reading for this day, and I draw your attention again to verse 10. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceedingly great joy. Dear friends, remember when you were taught this little nursery rhyme? Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are. Up above the world so high, like a diamond in the sky. Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are. Bring back some memories. I'm sure we taught it to our children and maybe our grandchildren, and some of you may are teaching it to your great-grandchildren. But I doubt whether the Magi ever learned this little ditty that we have before us. And yet, when they saw that star in the sky, I can almost hear them say, "What you for? I wonder what you're for." That wonderment led them to follow that star wherever it went. Now, down through the ages, scholars and astronomers and others have tried to decide what that was that the wise men saw in the sky. Some thought, maybe it's a comet. Others said, no, it's a meteor. And the others said that it was the conjunction of the planets Jupiter, Saturn, and Mars. And then some of us just believe that God created a special star for this special moment so that the wise men would follow it and find the true and only star. And when that happened, the Magi no longer wondered, "Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are." They knew what it was all about. They would travel eventually to Bethlehem, where they would find the star of wonder there with his parents. They would bow down, as we know. They would worship them. They would offer their gifts to him. And then they would return home a different route because they had been told so in a dream. Now, the Magi, as I think Pastor pointed out in January when we celebrate Epiphany, were under the supervision of Daniel. Daniel had risen to power in Babylon due to the fact that the Lord had blessed him. And no doubt it would be there that under Daniel's supervision, they were to be exposed to the Jewish scriptures. And they would learn about a Messiah, about one to be born of the Jews but would be the Savior of all mankind, that this Messiah would be a bright, bright morning star, a star that never would stop shining. They probably read the oracle of Balaam. Now, Balaam, if you remember, was a prophet for hire that the king of Moab had paid a great amount of money in order for Balaam to curse God's people. But God didn't let that happen. Instead, every time he was to curse God's people, Balaam blessed them. And Balaam was the one who prophesied, a star will come out of Jacob. A scepter will rise out of Israel. And when it happened, Balaam went on to say, and Moab will be crushed. That's not quite the curse that the king of Moab had paid good money for. Isaiah also prophesied about this star of Jacob. He refers to him as the morning star, the son of the dawn. And he goes on then to explain what this morning star was going to do. The words speak about the work of the Messiah. And there should be no doubt in our mind who he was referring to when he spoke of the morning star. You see, Jesus gives us the answer to that in Revelation 22. I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify to you these things in the churches. I am the root and offspring of David, the bright morning star. That is what that star of wonder was all about. It led those wise men to the real star of wonder, the Savior of the world. This star of wonder would shine brighter than any other stars in the heaven, on earth, and even under the earth. This star of wonder would take on human flesh to become our substitute, to shed his innocent blood so that we would be brought back into a right relationship with our God. Lent is a time that we do a lot of reflecting, and we can reflect on the star of wonder, what he has done for us and for our salvation. We see him suffering under Pontius Pilate. He endured ridicule by the people. He was slapped and spit upon. He endured the cross, crucified, died, and buried, not because of anything that he had done, but because of what we have done and what we will do. The innocent one would give his life for the guilty ones, you and me. Even in death, that star could not stop shining. On the third day, the morning star would rise forever, leading the way to his home in heaven. Now, as we have gone through life, there are other stars that shine, offering us hope or claim to be the way to live our lives, the way, in a sense, to eternal life. They may shine for a while, but they never seem to shine too long. Jesus had warned us, didn't he, that there would be many false messiahs that would come. Even some would lead the elect astray. And history has shown us these false messiahs giving hope for a perfect life and for a life in the future. I recently read a book about these messiahs and their messages. And in most cases, their star ended in defeat and disaster. Some killed themselves and all of their followers. Some are actually serving jail time right now. Some have been forgotten. Over time, I was surprised how many of them I had forgotten as I was reading this book. Some lost their followers because they couldn't get the date right for our Lord's return. And people lost faith in them. More would come, more would follow, but let's face it, their light has gone out. And maybe we should say good. But there's other stars in our world today that we often follow that simply shine bright for a while, but ultimately they just burn out. Oh, it might be an entertainer. It might be a sports figure. It might be a political figure. We idolize them, but we need to remember they are sinners just like us, and they don't have the answer to how we are saved because they can't save us. Then there's what I call the deserve generation. I deserve this. He deserves this. We deserve this. Where did this idea come from that we deserve anything? And yet that's all we hear. This person deserves this. This person deserves that. The only thing you and I deserve, the bottom line is eternal punishment for all of our sins. It is only by the grace of God that any of us can be saved. What about that star of tolerance? This one really bugs me. Don't get me wrong, I am in favor of tolerance. Let me put that before you first. But one of the things I have noticed with this whole tolerance thing is the people who yell the loudest for tolerance are the most intolerant people. And my dear friends, that's hypocrisy. And let's not move, be so tolerant that we can no longer, or that we are so intolerant of others. Didn't God write, or Paul wrote, under inspiration, there is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither slave nor free. There is neither male or female. For we are all one in Christ Jesus. That does speak to us about tolerance of others, because we are all equal in the eyes of God. And just to throw out some of the other stars that shine in our lives that people want to follow, how about the star, it's my right? How about the star of addiction, the star of egotism? It all centers on me, right? It's what I want. The star of envy, the star of racism, the star of pornography, and the list can go on and on of all the different kinds of stars that we can follow in this life. And we have a knack, part of our human nature, to follow some of these stars because we believe maybe they have the answer that we're looking for. But unfortunately, or fortunately, these stars never shine bright enough. And most of the time, they burn out. And having lived a few years, I've seen a lot of stars and a lot of burned out ones. And the only one that I know that's still shining is the star of wonder, the bright morning star. And that bright morning star, my dear friends, is the only one that we need to follow in this life. And he even shines through cloud covers. It is a star that will never fade away. St. Peter writes, "Praise be to the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his mercy, he has given us new birth to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead and into an inheritance that will never perish, spoil, or fade. And this inheritance is kept for you in heaven, who through faith are shielded by God's power until the coming of the salvation that is ready to be revealed in us, to us, in the last time." That morning star will never fade away. It shines in our lives every day. It shines with the assurance that in him we have complete forgiveness of all of our sins. He shines in our times of sorrow to bring us comfort and hope. He shines that peace that passes all understanding that Pastor Lair talked about on Wednesday. He shines. He is strength when we face the challenges of life. He shines from his throne of grace where we can go with our prayers in our time of need to get the help we need. And he shines each Sunday with his gifts of word and sacrament. His shining will never end. As the saying goes, wise men still follow the star, that morning star. He is the only star, my friends, that will ever lead us to eternal life. As we follow that shining star, we are to let him shine through us, through our words and actions. Daniel reminds us, those who are wise will shine like the brightness of the heavens, and those who lead many to righteousness like the stars forever and ever. And St. Paul says that in this wicked world, we are to shine as stars, holding fast to the word of life. We are to let that morning star, our Savior, shine through us to lead others to the throne of grace. Wise men follow the morning star, and it shines like stars in this sin-filled world. And let this light that shines in us, oh, I pray, it never goes out in any of you. Because people need to see the star, the one true star, through you, through your words, and your deeds. May God always shine in your life. Amen.